In this week's episode, the Disney Channel night was a huge success. Well, at least that's my thought. What's the sitch? I'll break it down. Once again, we're talking about the Disneyland Forward project. This time, Disney is taking it to the streets. The date for this year's Chalk Walk was announced, so stretch out those calves, start training, and maybe you can join Dan's team. Also, extravaganza, gummy berry juice, Montezuma's again, and more on this We're All In This Together episode of the Mouse Powered Podcast. Welcome to Mouse Power, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mousepire Podcast.
Hey, what's going on? Uh-oh.
The apprentice lives.
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Think of me, Harley Joe.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
Welcome to Mouse Park. Yeah, I think that just woke me up. I'm like, I need something to wake me up, and I don't drink coffee, so we'll listen to some metal. Yeah,
I'll get you moving.
Actually, I am moving. All right. So, hey, we're back in somewhat better than ever. What's going on, Dan? Where you been?
At work, like mostly. Oh. Yeah, no, been working and just kind of hanging around a little bit. Haven't been to the park in a couple weeks. That ends on Friday. I will be there Friday.
Oh, that's cool. I will be there on next Tuesday. So, there we go. We'll talk about that later.
Is that the 19th?
Yes.
Okay.
But it has nothing to do with what was announced today, but we'll get to later. Because I already have reservations for the 19th. But, yeah. Oh. Yeah, so I'll be there on the 19th if you guys want to come and see me. If you don't want to come and see me, then don't go. So how's things at school? Like, you know, almost the year's winding down.
Yeah, but it's busy for me again because it's all the
field trips.
Not the applications, but acceptances are coming in and still dealing with financial aid because that's a mess this year. And then scholarships, and then just planning for the end of the year on a bunch of activities and stuff. So it's busy.
Well, that's cool.
Been doing that. Yeah. Makes the time go by fast.
I know, huh?
Yep.
Then you'll be off, and then you'll be in Disneyland for the summer.
Yeah, once a week. At least once a week.
Oh, we'll see if I can get my butt out there. So,
well, I can do during the week again, too.
Right.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. Not to worry about hours, you know, staying long.
Avoiding the summer heat.
There you go. Get there at night.
Yep.
All right. Well, I was there at the parks last Tuesday for the Disneyland After Dark Disney Channel night. This was the first time they did this event, Disney Channel night. And so I wasn't really going into it expecting a lot, you know. I've been to different Disneyland After Dark events. You know, the Star Wars, the 90s and the 80s night. whatever nights there have been. I don't remember the other ones. But,
Didn't you do the class reunion or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's right. It was, yeah, like a throwback grad night or something. Something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those were cool. Of course, the best one's always been Star Wars night. Just because the fireworks show. Well, speaking of fireworks, there wasn't a fireworks show for this event.
Oh no, was it a parade?
Yeah, they had a parade. Okay. They had a High School Musical Zombies pep rally. So I actually didn't see that because I wasn't thinking about it, and then we were walking around and I heard someone said, "Oh, the parade just passed by." And I go, "Oh, okay." And then I looked at the entertainment guy and I saw it. It was listed on there. But I didn't get a chance to make it back to see the second one. So all I've seen are just, you know, clips on Instagram of the parade. So basically just from what I saw was the high school musical part. And it looked just like what they had at DCA. So it was like whatever. But I'm pretty sure it was pretty cool to watch. But I didn't get over there to see that. But what I did see was the Phineas and Ferb dance party. Rocking out to Phineas and Ferb and Agent P.
That was probably better.
I'm going to say yes. Now, so my brother and I, we went to the event. And usually when you go to these... any type of, not just after dark events, but like a Halloween party or whatever that might be going on. If you're already in the park, then they have a check-in spot where you can go and, you know, get your wristbands and whatever stuff they're giving out. So this was over there at the, I don't even know what they call it anymore, but we're going to call it the arcade, what Starcade was. So, right by Star Trader was the arcade.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's where the check-in was. So, we just, we were actually eating. And then I said, oh, when we're done, we can go and get our wristband. So, we headed over there. And started a line out the door, right at the door. Because there was a lot of people already inside. So, they just said, oh, we're just going to go ahead and hold you guys here for a little bit. So, yeah, sure, whatever. So we get in there and, you know, we get our wristbands and everything. And there was two lines that are pretty packed. So I guess one of the lines were for merchandise and the other line was for a photo op. And it was a photo op with, the Disney Channel logo thing where you do the wand. Not the one.
Oh, like they had it. They had a D23.
No, I thought it was that, but basically it was just they gave everybody big glow sticks, so like a glow stick wand. So they show you what pose to make, and it's just one of those magic shots. So
the M wasn't even there. Was it thing?
No, because I thought that's what it was supposed to be, but it wasn't even that. Just a minute so I can just check out this picture because my brother did it. So anyway, yeah, it was just, sit there. Here it is. You stand there, they tell you how to pose. And, so it's a white background and then that logo that you see when you're watching Disney Channel and they're all so-and-so and this, and you're watching Disney Channel and they do the little thing. So basically it's after the Mickey ears are completed and it just says, it says Disney Channel night inside the mouse ears. So it's, you know, it's nothing. I mean, it's cool, but it's not what they had at D23. So, anyway, there was a line for that. But we just went in, and this cast member says, oh, are you looking for the line for the merchandise? I said, no, I'm looking to get out of here because it was packed. So, yeah, anyway, we got out of there and just waited, you know, for the event to begin. So we're just chilling, and then my brother was shopping and everything. And then later on, right before the event started, like probably around the event started at 9 o'clock, the park closed at 8. So I think it was probably about 8:45 or so. We went to Star Trader because there's something he wanted. So we went over there, and then after that, he says, oh, I want to go take that picture. So he went into to go take that picture, and at that time, yeah, it was right before 9, and he was in line for that, and they didn't open until, they weren't going to open until 9, but for some reason, it took longer than that, so probably like 9:15, they finally started doing pictures, and that merchandise was basically gone by then, like all the shirts they had, because when I was looking, all they had were mediums, so... Nah. So, yeah, they basically were done with the merchandise, and they were packing up. But they had merchandise at the Emporium and I forgot the name of the store. The one across the street from that by where
I pulled a dig.
Yeah, where you get the Easter eggs over there, that area.
Yeah, yeah. So, the showcase is in the back. And I can't remember what the Disney Clothiers. I don't remember. I know you're talking about that.
Yeah. So anyway,
right across from the Mad Hatter.
Right. 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 They had merch over there, but I didn't go in there to check out the merch because my brother was asking about T-shirts. I go, oh, I don't know how much they were. I go, they're probably like $40 or something.
Yeah, I think they're like that, $35, $40.
Right. So anyway. So he did that, and after that, after he took his picture, we left, and we headed on over to the Phineas and Ferb dance party, and went to go just check that out, and it was cool to see Perry the Platypus up there, and of course Phineas and Ferb, and the DJ guy. Oh, he's not a DJ, the entertainment guy there who's running the show. He had a lab coat on, like doctor's whatever his name is.
Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah, that guy.
Hey, did I talk about that on the last podcast? I don't remember what I talked about. I ran into the real Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Oh.
Did I talk about that?
No.
Oh, I did? Oh, yeah. Last time I went to Disney, I had got that magic key shot with Tiana. Right, remember?
Right.
The one there in New Orleans. So I went over there, and prior to that, we were walking out of Galaxy's Edge, headed toward Hungry Bear, because then we were going to eat lunch. And then I stopped to look at something. I know what it was. There's like a dog, a pee spot.
Oh, right.
Dogs can go right there. I never noticed it, so I turned and I looked at one of our parties, because we had about 6 of us. And I was like, I've never seen this. And then all of a sudden, oh my God, wait, dude, Dan Povenmire just walked right by us. So I was like, he did? Oh, damn, I missed him. He was with Caroline Reed, the one that was Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the aunt.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was with her. I missed her. I missed him. So, oh, that's kind of cool. Well, okay, well, I missed him. And when we took the magic key shot, I stood, we took the shot, and I was just kind of reorganizing my stuff outside the Club 33 door, because it was covered, because it was raining that day. So I was just there, just kind of rearranging my stuff, and just, I was figuring out what we were going to do next. And then next thing I know, he and Caroline walk right up, and they ring the bell for Club 33. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hi. Mm-hmm. I didn't say anything to him. I just was like, oh my God, it's Dan Pottermeyer. And then, because the door opened right away, and they went in. But like, yeah, I was face-to-face with him, and it doesn't ring. So I thought that was kind of cool. The real Dr. D.
Well, that's funny because he was actually there on that night also.
Oh, I heard, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see him, but I saw the video of him filming the dance party. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
And he's honestly, he's a fan. and he's there kind of often. And so, I mean, I think it was cool that I ran into him, but like, he apparently is a Club 33 member too. That's what they were going. And, you know, Carolyn Ree was in Sabrina the Teenager. She was the Aunt Hilda, right. If you remember.
Yeah.
But she's also the voice of Mom in Phineas and Ferb.
Of who?
She's Phineas's mom.
Yeah, yeah. She's
the voice of Phineas's mom.
Yeah, she, well, I mean, just like everyone who's in the show, they do multiple, you know, voices and stuff like that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, they know each other.
Right, right.
I mean, they're friends. That's why they were there together.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
So I thought the dance party was pretty cool. And you got to think about the fact that Dan's making a lot of noise. But besides that, that the Disney Channel night is, well, I'm going to get to one thing later, but it's a different crowd because usually you have the dance party, you have a bunch of little kids, toddlers jumping up and down. So this time it's not that. You have adults there jumping up and down. I mean, there was kids there, but not as many as, you know, during the day or during a regular, you know, dance party. So after we checked that out, we went over to It's a Small World area to go check out the Camp Rock party going on over there, which was, it was interesting to me. It was called Disney Channel Rocks. It was a concert. It said a concert style show that celebrates hit songs from popular Disney Channel programming. So I went over there, and of course, you know, the first thing I do is check out all the lights because they have some different lights that you've never seen in the parks before. So I went to go check that out, just looking around, and I saw that it was going to be starting pretty soon. So I said, oh, we'll just, you know, chill right here until it starts. So they basically had like four people. They had two females, two male artists come out, and they're just singing songs and stuff. And of course, most of those songs I did not know because I never watched Camp Rock. You know, the High School Musicals, I've never watched those. I know the songs because they blast them all the time. But the Camp Rock stuff, I didn't know. I don't know what else they were singing. But I'm sitting there and just watching all of these people singing to the songs, dancing to the songs, and like getting all into it. I took a video of this, and I'll show you. Did I show you the video of me sitting there?
No.
Okay, I'll send you that, and you can check that out. And then at the end, my face was like, what the hell? So anyway, so I started thinking about, you know, all the people who were there were basically the kids who grew up in that era watching Camp Rock and, you know, High School Musical.
Yeah, so those kids have to be... Well, my kids watch Phineas and Ferb, but I think Phineas and Ferb kind of crosses over because I like Phineas and Ferb, like, a lot. I would watch it when my kids weren't.
Right.
18, 19, 20 to about 30.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so
yeah, that's like, about, the demographics.
For yeah, it. I'm talking about, like, 20-year-olds.
And yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, dang, so... I start looking at that.
No, a little bit older. A little tiny bit older.
Yeah, yeah.
But those are kids. I get you, though.
No, I'm just saying, like, the 20s. In the 20s, because not the teens.
And, no.
And I'm just looking at these kids. I'm going to call them kids. I'm looking at these kids just, like, all rocking out to stuff I don't even know. And then I start thinking about, oh, yeah, but when I was at the 80s night. So I know how they felt, you know, I know how they were like, oh my God, you know, memories and, you know, things like that. So when I was there at the 80s night and they brought back Videopolis, oh my God, I was 13, 14, 15 years old again, you know? So yeah, I know exactly how they felt. So I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, they were all into it. I would say, well, I don't know. I was going to say that was probably the most rockingest spot in the whole night, but I'm probably not because I'll tell you later on why. So we just checked that out, and of course they had, you know, tons of different food options, but the one thing I really wanted to try, I couldn't get to, because, well, I could have went to it, but you know how I am with lines, so I didn't want to stand in the line over at Jolly Holiday. They had a cookies and cream whoopie pie. And I know that we've talked about their whoopie pies before. So we were near that area, and I would look over, and I'd see that line at the door. And you couldn't mobile order it. It wasn't on mobile order either. So you know how that goes. They do that a lot with certain things. They don't put on mobile order. So
terrible.
Yeah. So I didn't get to try that. It was kind of a, you know, kind of a downer.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, tons of food options. So I did try a couple of things we'll get to later in some fat time. But yeah, they had a lot of cool food looking things. But yeah.
Well, you sent me the menu. It seemed to be like there was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, I'm looking at the menu right now, and it's just like, yeah, a lot of stuff in all, you know, areas of the park. Now, speaking of areas of the park, one area I did not get to was Fantasyland. I'm not sure why we didn't get over there. Well, maybe I do know why, now that I think about it. There was a lot of walking going on, and I can't walk or stand on my feet for that long of a time. So it's kind of like walk. Oh, let's sit down for, you know, real quick. Now, let me tell you real quick. We got to the park, and we got in the park with some VIP service, which was, and we left with a VIP service. So, you know, we're going through security, and I go through security, you know, okay, I get through. My brother's behind me. He gets through. And then the security woman comes up, and she was there. She was the one that does the wand, if the beeper went off, the metal detector. So she was just standing there. My brother goes through, and she asked him, oh, are you going to Disneyland or are you going to California Adventure? And my brother said, oh, we're going to Disneyland. She goes, oh, well, come with me. She, you know how you walk in and you have to go to the left to go through those little barriers right when you walk in security?
Yeah.
You know, you walk in and then you have to make a left and then to go through the middle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she said, oh, come with me. She led us right up to the barriers, opened the barriers so we can go through.
Closest to the side of the kennel.
Huh?
Closest to the side of the kennel.
Yes.
Oh, right?
No, no, yeah. No. Well, no, not there, but, you know, usually you...
No, no, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Because yeah. Because
usually they make you go through, like, everybody has to kind of turn left.
Right.
To go through down the middle between the peekaboo.
Right. So she just had us come right straight, walk forward. She opened the barrier. She let us through. And I said, oh, wow. I said, you're one of the nice ones. And she says, well, I try to be. And I said, well, thank you very much. You know, like, wow, it made my day. My day started off awesome. So the funny thing is, you know, people basically see something. They see someone going one way and they try to follow you, right? So yeah. There was this kid and his mom right behind us trying to get through, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, you have to go this way. So, I mean, there was no reason why she could let him go real quick, right? But she made him go around. I'm like, oh, cool, that's VIP right there. So that was cool. Since we went to Disneyland, I have a friend there who works in Galaxy's Edge. So I want to go, you know, say hi. He's been off for a while because he's hurt his wrist. He's been out on, you know, sick leave or whatever. So finally he started going back to work about a couple of weeks ago. So I figured, hey, you know what, I'm going over there, surprise him, say, hey, he works right at the vending kiosk where once you exit Rise of the Resistance. So now we're talking about that walk from Main Street to Galaxy's Edge, going.
There's no further walk.
Going to the Critter Country entrance. So now my point was, you know, walking there. Oh, let's sit down here. Okay, let's go. Trying to make my way over to that area, only to find out he wasn't working that day. Because he gets off about 5 o'clock. You know, they walk. Their walk time is what, 4:40. So I'm like, okay, I want to get there before he gets off. And so I get there, and I was like, oh, and they have their son. That I think I sent you that picture of that backpack.
What's on it? I don't remember this.
It's the camouflage backpack from Return of the Jedi when they're in Endor.
I think so.
So, anyway, they have a backpack, and it's that backpack from when they're in Endor. And so I said, oh, look at this. But for some reason, it didn't have a price on it. Now, every single tag I looked at had no price on it. So I texted my friend, and I said, hey, how much is this? And he said, oh, it's $129. I said, okay.
No, you didn't actually.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna look right now. So I said, oh, okay, that's cool. And he said, with my discount, it'll be $108. I go, okay. I said, so you're not here today? He said, oh, no, I'll be there tomorrow. I'm like, oh, all right. And then he said that, he said, if you want, I can get it for you tomorrow. I said, no, I don't want it. I was just wondering how much it costs. But anyway, so yeah, walking around, trying to get through everything, you know, it's kind of hard. I walk and I sit, I walk and I sit. And I was basically sitting down when my brother was going around looking in Star Trader before the event started. So just how it's been with me. But anyway, so yeah, I didn't get over to Fantasyland. I was trying to look and see what they had going on. Well, the only thing they have down was the It's a Small World thing that was going on. Oh, yeah, the photo ops. Really didn't do any photo ops. I guess Fantasyland had, actually, this photo op was right next to, we call it the alley behind Matterhorn and, Buzz Lightyear, that alley right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They had the Hannah Montana. No, that wasn't it. Lizzie McGuire was there. So a lot of these photo ops I didn't see. I seen some of them and the characters. So they had basically a photo op where you step into the scene. And then they had the photo ops where you had characters. So by them doing that, they ended up having like tons of photo ops. I'm going to count them. They had 14 photo ops that you step into. And the character photo ops. They had like 9 or 10. So, yeah. There was a lot of photo ops. So, you know, I seen some of them. I seen the Tailspin photo op. I wanted to go in there so bad, but, just that line, you know, and the line really wasn't that long, but just standing there for a long time was like, for me. But, of course, there's a lot of people who like the photo ops and does that, you know, which is cool.
Something some people, that's the only thing they do.
Right. So yeah, I didn't do a photo ops. My brother did that one. And, real quick, over on, Main Street, they had the Disney Channel 1 photo op, and it wasn't that other one. It wasn't the same thing as, D23. It was basically, I took a picture, right? It's on the TikToks, I think, or something, but, it was just the logo. And then it lit up and did the animation throughout the logo, and people just set up there and took the pictures. So that's what they had there. They had a Descendants thing going on the Rivers of America on the Columbia. I know the Columbia was out. I didn't get to see that one either. I wanted to, but I was tired. I was sitting over at Hungry Bear.
Did you get your thing?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in Fat Time. I think we're going
to. Didn't he give you a little prize for Hungry Bear
something? Oh, yeah, I was going to get to that in a minute. Let's see. Nolans. I'm just looking at the guide for the entertainment. Oh, yeah, so Rivers of America, it says Descendants join the VK dancers from the Isles of the Lost as they show off their wicked moves. So, yeah, I missed that. Oh, and then they had a Descendants musical journey. That was on the Columbia. Oh, okay, so it basically says take a cruise on this sailing ship Columbia and enjoying music from Descendants. Oh, so that was what was going on with that. Okay, I didn't know.
So that. It was actually operating?
Yeah. So when I saw it wasn't operating, it was just at the dock or, you know, over there. Maybe it was loading at the time. I didn't see it going around. So when I was there. So yeah, I mean, they had a good amount of entertainment.
Yeah, sounds like a lot more of the Star Wars night, actually.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, from what I saw, the entertainment looked cool. Phineas and Ferb was awesome. The Disney Channel Rocks and Fantasyland was really cool because just seeing everyone getting into it and just loving it. So I thought that was cool. Even though I had no idea about the songs, I love music, so I'm just sitting there rocking out anyway. Like I said, the pep rally I didn't get to see, but I'm sure it was good. So, real quick, we headed right back over to Tomorrowland. And when we went over there, the Phineas and Ferb dance party was like, it was crazy. Because it was now in full effect. I'm just going to say, in full effect, it's probably about 11 o'clock or so at that time, and everyone's out there, and they're all just dancing away, and it's like, wow, it's kind of like, you know, even though they're playing Phineas and Ferb music and whatever else they're playing, it looks like you're friggin' in a club, and everyone's getting wild. They're just missing the foam and stuff. So, I mean, and they were getting down. It was like, wow, that's why I'm like, I can't really say which one was better, who had the best crowds between the you know, Camp Rock thing and Tomorrowland, because they were both crazy. So, yeah, I think there was a really good party. Could have had fireworks. I mean, it's not that hard to put a fireworks show to Disney Channel music, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I guess, you know, just saving money on that. But both nights of those parties were sold out. I remember the Thursday night party wasn't sold out yet, but I guess it was sold out as of when I looked on the 5th. It was sold out because I was going to make a post and say, hey, get your tickets for Thursday, blah, blah, blah. But then I saw it was sold out. So I was, okay, well, I'm not going to post that. So, yeah, it was really cool. They gave out a little keepsake for magic key holders, and I guess they're giving these out at all the parties. It's a new trend now, I'm guessing, because I've seen this at Knott's Berry Farm. So they're giving out it was a patch, and it says on the post that Disney posted up, it says it was patch number two. So the Sweetheart Knight got the first patch. And this one, it's a cool patch. It's, you know, it's blue and yellow. It just says Disneyland After Dark, Disney Channel Night, Magic Key, Disneyland Resort. I mean, it's not a big deal, but I guess it's pretty cool. So, there'll be a patch for the Star Wars night that's coming up and Pride night that's coming up. There'll be patches for those. And I saw at Knott's Berry Farm that they're also giving out patches. I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. So since, just real quick, since the we talked about the new Camp Snoopy area, they're giving out, a patch on a certain day. I think they're doing it on Tuesday. Leading up until the opening of the new Camp Snoopy. So I saw that. Just going to try to see if I can bring up their post. I saw that they were giving out something when you walked in, and I believe it was a patch. Or are they calling it a badge? Let me see what it is. It might be a button. They're calling it a friendship badge.
Well, because is it not doing this stuff like a kind of like a Girl Scout badge kind of thing or a Boy Scout?
Yeah.
There's that's kind of the feeling behind it.
Oh, it's the Beagle Scouts.
There you go.
So I said, grab your friendship badge at the main gig today while supplies last. Plus, be sure to tune in to our social channels as we announce the new limited edition Camp Snoopy merit badge each month leading up until the opening
merit
of the
badge. There you go.
Yeah, you reimagine Camp Snoopy. So it might be a button because it kind of looks shiny. One spot looks shiny, so maybe it's not a patch. I thought it was because I just looked at it real quick. And
I thought you got one.
No, not from Knott's.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
Sorry. I thought we were still talking about the video.
Yeah. So I guess they're doing one every month. But we'll have more Knott's news later. So, yeah. So I got my, we got, that was, that's another thing. Because that was way over there at Hungry Bear going towards Galaxy's Edge where you had to get this badge or this patch. I was like, oh, are you serious? I got to walk over here again? So, yeah, we got over there. And that's why I was saying I was a little tired. That's why I didn't see that show, because we got the badge or the patch, and we sat down. And, yeah, so I was sitting there right there by the bathrooms, and these young kids were coming over, and this girl says, let's come on, let's go over here, let's sit down. And this stupid kid's like, I don't want to sit down. Sitting's for losers. I said, you're a loser. Shit. So, yeah. Anyway, it was a good event. I was really impressed. It was pretty cool. And actually, seriously, if I had a chance to go again on that Thursday, I would have. Only probably because I probably would have waited in line for that. Cookies and cream whoopie pie. Oh my gosh. So yeah, cool event. And the next one is Star Wars After Dark event. And the last time I checked, one night was already sold out. Maybe later on I'll go over that because I don't have that information in front of me. But I'll get it. So yeah, one night was sold out, and I think it was in May. So we'll see.
Yeah, probably the first one, that May 2nd or whatever.
Could be. All right, so moving on, we had announcement. I think it was last week or something. Starting today, well, just gonna say, it's already started. Egg Extravaganza. In the parks and the resorts, going through April 9th. I'm going to guess, so through April 9th is when it's going till. When's Easter?
The 31st?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was still in March this year. Yeah.
30th? Very into March.
Yeah, it's 31st. So it's going to be, yeah, Extravaganza is going to go for a couple more weeks after, a week and a half or so, which is cool. So it's already started, Extravaganza in the Park. And this year they're giving away something different. It's not an egg.
Yeah.
It's, I don't even know what it is. What would you call that?
I can't say what that is.
So is it a medal or something?
It looks like a bracelet with a pendant on it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's a
pendant. I'll tell you what, I'll let you know Friday when I do it.
Maybe we'll just, we're going to go, you're going to get a pendant. We'll go with that. So they have Mickey and Minnie. They have Chippendale. They have Judy Hopps. And who's the other one? Another rabbit? I don't even know who that is.
Let me see. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the Mouse Fire Facebook page.
That's what I did. If I need information, I'm going to go to Mouse Fire Facebook page to see what I posted.
There we go. That is Thumper.
Oh, okay. Just looks weird with the bottom part.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, Thumper. Well, I was right. It's another rabbit. Silly rabbit. So, yeah, they're like little pendants on a thing.
Yeah, they never actually said what this is.
No. Huh. So, yeah, anyway, you go check that out. Extravaganza through March. I'm sorry, April 9th. And, yeah, there you go. All right, I want to move on.
I'll be there doing it. I'm doing it Friday.
Well, lucky you. Maybe I'll try it. Try to do it when I go. Let's see. All right, so I want to talk about, well, we keep talking about this every podcast on the, sorry, I had a burp, on the Disneyland Forward stuff. So now it says Disney wants to expand their land in Southern California, and that includes buying streets like Magic Way, which meets at Walnut Street, leading straight to the theme park. Traffic study found that 99% of users on Magic Way are departing or departing from or arriving to a Disney property. With the proposal for Disneyland Forward project, the company wants to spend $1.9 billion to develop the property. That includes $40 million to buy streets from the city of Anaheim, including Hotel Way, part of Clementine Street, and Magic Way. Clementine Street, the street that leads from Toy Story parking that goes up to Magic Way.
Behind the Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. Not Riverwalk. Garden Walk.
And walk. We're not in Houston, or is it? No, that's the other one.
There's one Riverside.
That River Walk is San Antonio. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now this is. I was reading this quote. Says, let's close off access for Magic Way to Walnut so we really eliminate the possibility of people cutting through since so much of the streets is used anyway by Disney users. This is a consultant for Disney. His name is Joe something. Disney fans say they are excited about all the possible expansions. I don't want to read quotes. So basically, now Disney wants to buy these streets and make them theirs. That's the new thing with this Disney Forward project. Of course, everything needs to be approved before that happens, but it's just telling you what they want, what Disney wants. Bob Iger took part in this Morgan Stanley teleconference, and he said that the company could actually build 7 new full lands if they wanted to around the world. Keep in mind that he said if we wanted to. Iger went on to say that there was enough land at the Disneyland Resort to expand by more than 50% in regards to the Avatar experience coming to Disneyland. Iger now says it will be a land and that more could develop. So instead of before, they said that it was going to be an Avatar experience, which could have been anything, could have been a show, it could have been creatures, maybe a prop. Now he says it will be a land. So some type of Avatar-based land will be coming, he says. I guess we'll just have to wait and see for that. So that's my little update for the Disneyland Forward project today. I still don't care about Avatar.
Nope.
Yeah.
I thought I read somewhere that he said land, but people came out and said, no, it's experience.
I don't know. This my quote was from,
I don't know. I don't follow Avatar that closely.
Yeah, but I'm just saying this quote is from that thing he was on, that Morgan Stanley teleconference.
So, yeah, I thought I heard that they corrected him afterwards, but you know, whatever.
All right, well, hopefully it's just a photo op.
Well, it's going to be in Redwood Creek, so.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of Star Wars, they announced, we've been talking about this for a while, the new scenes that are coming to Star Tours. So they announced, of course, I think I did say more than likely that it was going to debut for Season of the Force when it returns to Disneyland, and that will be on April 5th. We'll be getting the new scenes. These new additions will feature characters and locations from some of your favorite Disney Plus new series, Ahsoka, Andor, and The Mandalorian. With these additions, you'll now have an opportunity to experience one of more than 250 storyline variations aboard the attraction, including a visit to the planet. What was it called? Perida? From Ahsoka series?
Something like that.
Yeah. It says urgent.
Any other time you ask me, I'll be like, yeah, right now I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I thought maybe you knew the planets by heart like Mr. Rantman does.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Anyway, it says urgent transmissions from Ahsoka Tano. Cassian Andor, Din Djarin, and Grogu may soon be part of your next Star Speeder flight. These iconic characters will continue to add to the galaxy of stories aboard Disney's first Star Wars attraction. So, like I said, April 4th is when Season of the Force at Disneyland will start. And I saw a little teaser that you'll be flying with those, I don't know what they're called, but those whales.
Oh, yeah.
So that looked pretty
cool.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So all that's going to start, like I said, April 4th. And I will be there. I think. I'm sure I will. All right, scrolling down. I went too far, scrolling up. All right, so go ahead.
I looked it up. And I was like, I think it's Pergill. Yeah, Pergill. They called.
Oh, the whales?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I now remember. Yeah, you'll be able to go through, fly through them. It's pretty cool. All right. So, speaking of keepsakes, magic key holders, let's see, March 18th, because this has already passed, I think. I don't know. What day am I on? Today's the 11th. So, I'll just...
No. That's next week.
Huh? Yeah.
The 18th is next week, yeah.
Well, it says March, March 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st, magic key holders can stop by Hyperion Theater to encounter special characters from select animated feature films and take pics with your pals at themed photo ops. As a souvenir, magic key holders can also pick up this magnet while supplies last. You have from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. to get the magnet and go check out whatever's going on over there. So I will hopefully remember to go check that out when I'm in the parks on the 19th.
That's dirty, Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I agree. All right. Also got an announcement for this year's Chalk Walk.
Yeah.
July 21st.
Uh-huh.
And you can go ahead and head over to the
Sponsor me.
Sponsor Dan. You can go to the Chalk Walk site and sign up your teams and all that stuff. That's what Dan does.
Yep.
So,
I already have 3 people on the team looking for more.
Dan's looking for more. If you want to be on Dan's team, just email us at mousepire.com. Wait, what was it called again? mousepire@gmail.com. That was Anthony's line.
Yep.
I'm going to record that and just play it here. So, yeah, email us, mousepire@gmail.com, if you want to be on Dan's team. He might even supply you with some water.
No, but Disney will.
Yeah, I know. You can just give him. Here, here's your water.
All teams does is give you somebody else to walk with. So, like, your APs, magic keys will have a team, too. So, just, you know, it's just whoever you kind of want to walk with.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Chalk Walk, July 21st. Hopefully it's not too hot. Oh, yeah, it's in the morning.
Well, so you'll be fine. Yeah, I was going to say.
I forget. I don't
know. Yeah, we'll be there like 5 o'clock in the morning. We'll be okay.
Yeah. Oops, wrong one.
Nine.
I almost played the wrong sound.
Are you hungry? Well, they are. It's time for Fat Time in the Parks.
Fat Time. I need a bigger coat. All right, so Fat Time in the Parks, and this is Disney Channel Night Fat Time. I didn't have the Oreo Cookies and Cream Whoopie Pie, but they did have, let me find this first, Hungry Bear. So they had a gummy berry juice there at Hungry Bear. And it said, I'm trying to remember what the description was, because it doesn't show it here, but it said something about gummy berry flavored with whipped cream and gummy bears on top. I was like, okay. So I'm like, I'm going to try that. So we went over there, ordered it, tried it. I don't know what it was. You know, I couldn't get a flavor profile of what I was drinking. But I'm going to tell you this. It was good. It was really good. I was like, wow. It was better than I thought. I don't know why, but for some reason, drinking it and tasting it with the whipped cream made it really good. You know? It's like, you know, you get that taste when you have a shake and you have the whipped cream and then you're drinking like a strawberry shake or something. Oh, it's good. It tastes a little better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the whipped cream did that. With this drink, you know, I'm not saying that it needed the whipped cream to make it taste good. Both of it tastes good together, but yeah, it was really good. I was like, wow. So I had that. I really recommend that if they bring that back again for another event or whatever, to try that. And then at Tomorrowland at the Galactic Grill, they had a gummy berry juice slush. Like, whoa. Yum. I'm like, okay, so gummy berry juice slush. So I'm like, well, I want to try that too. So we walked over there and grabbed that. That one was a little tart. It was a little tart compared to the regular juice, was just sweet. And it wasn't as sweet as I thought, because I heard someone said, oh, it's good, but it's a little too sweet. And I thought, oh, maybe it's going to be too sweet for me. But no, it wasn't too sweet at all. So then we go to Galactic Grill and get the slush, and it's a little tart. It's not bad. Same thing, drinking it with the whipped cream made it really good. And then, of course, you know, the gummy bears on top are just an added bonus. Gotta love the gummy bears on top. These two, seriously, because at the end I was like, I wanted more, wanted another one. But by that time, we were already on Main Street, so I wasn't going to walk back to get another one. But I think if I were still at the Galactic Grill sitting down drinking this, I probably would have got another one. I said, have my brother, hey, you want to share this one? But it was really good. I wish they would have this. I think this is something they should be carrying all the time, you know. And then I started thinking about it. Is it something that they do have that's just named something different that I haven't seen, you know? I mean, basically at Galactic Grill, I know what they have there, the drinks. But I over at Hungry Bear, I don't always know what they have on the menu over there, because it's always different at times with drinks.
Yeah, they change it up.
Right. So that's something.
There's always slushies on the menu, though, right? And we've had the conversation before. Don't sleep on the slushies.
Right.
Because they're underrated.
So if everyone knows that, oh, it's the same thing they had before, they just changed the name, I'd love to know that. I mean, it was really good, and I definitely think that they should, you know, keep this there. It should be, you know, on the menu. It's that great. Someone said it wasn't. I said, oh, you're stupid. Well, I didn't say that, but I said, I disagree. I think it was, they said, oh, it's just okay, basically. No, it was better than okay. All right. And then announced today, new popcorn bucket coming out on March 19th, the day I would be there. And like I said, I wasn't going to be at Disneyland because of this popcorn bucket. I have already made a reservation for that day. But new chubby bucket is coming out. The bird.
Chubby.
Is it Chubby?
Chubby, yeah.
I'm calling him Chubby because he has Chubby.
You want the story? Did we talk about this?
No, I barely found out that he's in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Train or whatever.
Yeah, okay. So he was named Chubby, but in the draft of the story and like what was going to happen, they spelled it wrong. So instead of two B's, they put two U's.
Oh.
And they thought about it and said, well, that's kind of cute, and we can get away with, like, it is a reference to being chubby, but then you don't have to call him chubby because, you know, body shaming and all that.
Right.
So we said, well, we can just go ahead and call him Chubby. So his name's Chubby.
Well, I'm going to body shame him and call him Chubby. So
okay.
So, yeah, anyway.
It's your podcast, dude.
Shit, I say fat guy, little goat. So, yeah, this guy is coming out on Tuesday, March 19th. And so far it says Mickey's Toontown. So right there tells you long line because there's only one location. Yep. I'm going to guess, just put it out there, that they're going to have this at the popcorn cart right there next to Small World by the theater.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Actually, is there a popcorn cart in Toontown?
Yeah, by the exit of Mickey's house.
I'm trying to remember, man. Okay. I just went to Mickey's house the other day.
Yeah, when you walk out of the house and to the left. I mean, right, the right.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's
that's way in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, but no, I'm with you. I think they're going to start doing it that one too. There's no way they can keep up with the demand.
Right.
And there's a room that is it's not packed back there, but it's kind of it's tighter back there because when you exit the house and all that, that's where the line for what used to be the Gadget. Is it still called Gadget Go Coaster?
It's Chip and Dale's Gadget Go Coaster.
Okay. That's where that line is too. So, yeah, they're not prepared for that back there.
So that comes out. It's probably going to be like $23 for that bucket.
Would imagine. I'm going to get it. I saw the post today. I think before you actually posted it, and I sent it to my kids because, you know, man, I have an obsession with that ride. So I would be picking that up.
So, yeah, there you go. Did you – I know you haven't been in the parks. You don't have any fat time or anything?
You know, the funny thing, I don't remember what I talked about. So no. I didn't tell you the Doofish Merch story. Did I tell you about the cookies from Harbor Galley?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. But was that the last time I was at the park? That might have been.
Probably.
Look at my pictures. I know it's been a couple of weeks, and that was on purpose because I've been going once a week, and I was like, I need a little bit of a break. So I took it.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, I used to go to Disney more than you.
Yeah.
Now it's reversed. All right.
I went, the last time I went was on February 24th. So I guess it was like a week and a half ago. And I think, didn't we have that? I had corn dogs.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Sent you a picture.
Yeah, I was saying, I think he sent me a picture of that.
Yeah, yeah, because I went for my daughter's birthday. And then, I had a funnel cake the time before. I had that strawberry funnel cake from Stage Door. That was pretty good, actually. No, that's it, man.
Cool.
I guess I took a little break. But I'll get the cookies again. And actually, speaking of the cookies real quick, I did hear it's starting to get a little bit easier to get the cookies.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that when I was there, and I walked right past it twice.
Yeah, I know somebody that went a few days ago, within a week. And said, oh no, we waited like 5 minutes in line for cookies, and it was like later in the day too, like after 5 o'clock. So I think they're learning, they're either making them more throughout the day, or they're figuring what they can make, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like how to better disperse them during the day.
All right. So, I just wanted to remind everyone, Fantasmic will return on May 24th. There are reservations still available for that day, so make them now if you guys plan to go.
Yeah, I would go, but I wouldn't. Universal.
Yeah. So if you guys plan to go, want to see this on that day, reservations are still available. I checked today. I'm surprised that they're still available because everything usually goes.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, everything goes quick.
Well, then some passes got to be blocked.
Right, right. That's true. So, yeah. May 24th, Return of Fantasmic. And, like I said, I will be there on the 19th, March 19th, to check out. And I'll tell you why I'm going. The reason I'm going is because Thomas Cena's playing that day. So, I haven't seen her in a while. She's been playing at Knott's Berry Farm when the summer events, but I didn't have a chance to see her then. So she's back at the parks. She was there for the first day of the food and wine. Is that what's going on right now? Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
So she was there the first day.
Yeah, that's on the list, too. I'll get to that, too.
Right. So I tried to get reservations for that day. Nope, I couldn't get in. I could not get in. It was there weren't any reservations. I tried the night before. I tried when I woke up. I even went at 7 o'clock at night just to see because sometimes, oh, there's a reservation. Nope. So there was no reservations for the first day of Food and Wine. So that's why I'm going on the 19th because I think that's the only available time there was when she's playing besides next month or whatever. So, so yeah. So that's why I was going. That's why I made the reservation. So I'll be there on the 19th, and I'm going to try to do some fat time there. And I was thinking maybe I'll do some videos. Maybe I'll record a fat time video. We'll see. Stay tuned. Ooh. Check out, hey, we'll tell you, Mousepire Facebook. Check that out. All right. So moving on, we're just going to check on some Disney Channel things. Says it's time to head back to the laugh floor. Monsters at Work Season 2 premieres Friday, April 5th at 8 p.m. on Disney Channel. And then it will be available on Disney Plus starting May 5th. That was a very funny show. I don't know if you watched that. Dan?
I'm sorry, what show was it?
Monsters on the Floor. Monsters at Work.
I watched half of the first season, and then I didn't get through it all.
So
they were funny. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. When it's a regular series, you just get caught up in other stuff.
Right. So season 2 will be out April 5th and on Disney Channel. And then May 5th is on Disney Plus. So check that out. And now we have, I believe this is the final trailer for Inside Out 2. And I was surprised. I was really surprised. And I'll tell you why after this.
This is Joy coming to you live in Riley's mind. Make some noise. Sadness is in the house. It's anger.
Let me at him.
We gotta get our mouth guard, people.
Fear.
No, that's not ours.
Disgust. Glad to have her on our team.
Our little girl's growing up so fast.
Ow. Sorry.
It should be nothing but smooth sailing.
Hello. Ah! I'm anxiety. Where can I put my stuff?
A new emotion.
Oh, I'm sorry. We wanted to make such a good first impression.
What do you mean, we?
I'm envy.
Look at your hair.
Oh, yeah, not happening.
That's on we.
On what?
It's what you would call the boredom.
What's your name, big fella?
That's embarrassment.
Welcome to headquarters, embarrassment. Oh, we're doing a fit. No. Oh, nope. Going high. Oh, you got a real sweaty palm there, buddy.
Look, we all have a job to do. I plan for the future.
You want to sit with us?
These girls are so cool. We can't let her know we're excited.
I got this.
Joy, I'm just curious. Maybe I could.
Thank you. Help. Not now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to haunt us for the rest of our lives at all.
Are you feeling all right?
I know change is scary. Let's do this.
Hey, Riley.
But we need new friends or we'll be totally alone in high school. Out with the old, in with the new. Riley's life requires more sophisticated emotions than all of you.
You can't just bottle us up.
We are suppressed emotions.
Let Operation New Riley begin. You aren't packed yet?
I'm the worst!
Well, that's a preview of the next 10 years.
Come on! Riley needs us. Have I ever steered you wrong before?
Many times.
What is that?
It's the sarcasm!
Sarcasm? Boy, are we so lucky we ran into you guys!
Boy, are we so lucky!
Those guys are jerks.
Wow. Those guys are jerks.
They're jerks. Look who's back. Cliff Clavin's back. All right. So there you go. Inside Out 2 comes out in June. I forgot the date, but you guys should know by now because I've been telling you. But I was surprised because the other trailers that we've played and seen, they've talked about the new emotion, anxiety. Well, I guess you brought some friends. We have embarrassment. We have envy. And what was the other one? Boredom? I don't know. I forget. But we have new emotions. So, wow. I think it's going to make the film even better. So, can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So, I read this real quick about the new Rey movie, Star Wars. And I don't know if this is true or not because I hear different things or see different things. But right now it says the working title for the new Rey movie is New Jedi Order. So we'll see about that. We're almost done here. Real quick, I think it was either last podcast or the podcast before, we talked about Disney announced that they're going to be putting up new gates in the front when you walk into the parks. And I guess...
Yeah, hold on. Before we get there, since we were talking about... I know you were going to transition. Disney Channel... Or Disney Plus stuff. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you that I actually got through Percy Jackson?
Oh. No. You say you were going to watch it.
I did. I had that week off in February. Kind of towards the end of the month. And decided, okay, I'm going to watch this. I watched the first episode, and then next thing I knew, I watched all eight of them. Like, it was it was really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, really good. So, it surprised me. I mean, I know you told me it was good, and my brother told me it was good, but I was actually surprised how good it actually was.
Let me ask you real quick. Let me see how I want to put this question. All right, so it was really good, but is it even more, I'm going to use this word my brother would use. Is it more gooder because the way those kids acted, the acting they did?
They're fantastic.
And you didn't expect that from those kids?
No. No. Percy is, the actual Percy character is, he's great. He's a fantastic little actor, man.
Yeah, Walker Scoville.
He's smart, like he's supposed to be, and they're young. You tell that they're about the age that they're supposed to be in the book. Ares, the casting of Adam, the Copeland, the wrestler, formerly known as Edge, like that was fantastic. It was just the whole thing was real good. I was super, super surprised at how good it was. He said, I mean, you told me it was good. My brother told me it was good, but I didn't expect to enjoy it that much. Like, I expected to enjoy it, but, like, I was hooked. Like, I was like, this is what I need to finish watching this. So it was really, really done well. And it left you completely wanting more. And again, I'm coming from I read the book. I read the original book when I was so young. I was an adult, but, like, when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked them. And then, a couple days later, I think that weekend, there's a Lego, not a Lego store, but like a Lego retailer just opened here in town. And I took my son there to go check out what they had. And it was just the two employees in the shop, and I had gone in with my son. I was looking at this stuff, and they were talking, and I was like, hold on, wait a minute. Can I ask you, are you talking about Percy Jackson? And he said, yeah. Did you watch it? And I said, oh my God, it's incredible. He was telling the other, employee, like, you should watch it. It's really good. I'm like, I was blown away. I'm like, I've seen the movie, and I was okay with the movie, but it didn't really do the books justice. This was amazing. Like, I really was like wanting more. So much of it was just so good. You're like, dang, man, everything. And I guess it's a little bit, there's a few differences from the book, but it's like that bit where the author is involved in the screenplays,
right?
And so he has a say in what is happening,
right,
which he didn't have with the movie. He didn't have that. So, like, it's kind of like The Walking Dead, where the guy that wrote The Walking Dead is in charge of doing the TV show, and he's making changes in the TV show based on what he wants to do. Like, going back, like, I would have done this in the comic. Okay. You know, that's what he's doing with the TV show. So that was really good. I watched other stuff too, man. I was busy. I don't think I told you all this. I watched Echo.
Yeah, yeah, you told me that.
As well.
I still need
to
finish that.
I got to. That was good. It wasn't as good as Percy Jackson, but it was good.
Yeah, I had to start it, not finish it.
Yeah. That's also. Oh, yeah, because I told you, you got to pay attention because the character, she's deaf.
Right.
So she doesn't talk. So it's a lot of reading the screen.
Right.
And then there's, because they're native, there's a lot, they speak a lot in their language. So that's on the screen, too. You have to do read a lot of subtitles. So that's good too. Then I watched The Marvels, the movie. Simple story, simple plot. I was entertained. It was kind of funny, but I see why people were like, this wasn't good. I didn't think it was bad. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't one of the stronger Marvel movies by far. But it does what it's supposed to. It's supposed to set up what's next. And, you know, spoiler, it's going to set up bringing the X-Men into the Marvel Universe. That's what it's going to do, based on what, you know, kind of happened into it. But I watched all that. And then I think I'm caught up with Bad Batch, too. So, and that's good, too. I was talking with a guy at work who's into it, too. And he was saying, okay, so I'm enjoying the episodes, but I don't see, like, the overall bigger story. There's only like 3 episodes left.
Right.
And I don't know how they're going to tie it all together because stuff has happened, but then at the same time, nothing has happened. So if that even makes any sense. So we'll see. You have 3 episodes to wrap up what's supposed to be this huge story arc where I'm not going to spoil it here. You haven't caught up with what's going on, but it's like, how are you going to wrap this up? Like, and it's the series finale, but it's done after this. And you got 3 episodes. And you know all these things end with, like,
death.
Some big event.
Death.
So what's it going to be? Yeah, so patiently waiting for that.
Yeah, maybe once the season's over, we'll have a spoilerific show with maybe we'll get Anthony over here. Or
yeah, I'll keep on it, of it, yeah.
On it, not over here, because he's far away now. So real quick, going
he's
back.
Of it. And he found his headphones, by the way, because he was on my last podcast.
So going back to Percy Jackson, it says that there are 5 planned seasons of the show, each adapting one book from the
one book.
Series.
Yeah, and it checks out too because every book is supposed to be a different year, kind of like Harry Potter.
Right.
So highly recommended watching and viewing. What were you talking about?
Now I was reading this. The author of the book's name is it Reardon?
Rick Reardon. Yeah.
It's okay. So it says one of Rick Reardon's chief complaints about Percy Jackson and Olympians, The Lightning Thief in 2010, was the aging up of Percy and the other characters to be in their late teens.
Yeah.
Because as a result, when writing the pilot for the series, Reardon was particular in stating that Percy was 12 years old. So there you go. He got his way.
Yep.
Now, like I said before, I think this Walker is an awesome actor, and this is only his only 3rd project. So you need to go check out The Adam Project. And I believe that's on Netflix. Yes, Netflix. And then he has Secret Headquarters. That's his 2nd film. And that's on Prime. Oh, shit. That one you have to buy, but you might find it somewhere else. But Secret Headquarters is with Owen Wilson and Michael Pena. So it's fun.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah, me too. And Adam Project is with his idol, Ryan Reynolds, and Mark Ruffalo and Jennifer Garner. So Zoe Saldana's in there too. So You got to check that out. Adam Podrick is awesome. So, yeah, this kid.
That's like a Marvel film without being a Marvel film.
I know. So, that kid's going places. Yeah, so check out those films too. But yeah, we'll be doing the Bad Batch season ending thing in the Bob when it's over. And I got to take some notes. All right. So, yeah, we're talking about the new gate at Disneyland. I guess they installed one. They have one on DCA side. I don't think it's operational yet because I saw barricades on one side. But those are
going... I think I read it was a test gate.
Yeah, those are about to go up. They have it set up with the Magic Band Plus thing.
I told you.
And I was watching a video of it, and I hope there's not like, oh, scan it and then the gate opens type of thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they have that, you scan it and the gate opens and closes. Hopefully the gate's fast, because I think that gate's going to, you know.
That's literally what it was described as.
Is it a gate that opens
like
and closes?
It's scanned and the gate opens automatically.
Yeah. I think that might. It better be a fast gate. That's all I'm saying. Because it's quicker to scan.
What if it's like Space Mountain?
Yeah, exactly. It's quicker to scan, go through the turnstile. Scan, turnstile. Scan, okay, go. This one, scan, open the gate, and then you have to wait for the gate to close before you can scan the next person, you know? Right. We'll see. Hopefully it's a fast gate. We'll see when all that starts up. All right.
And speaking of which, I bought a Magic Band.
Oh, you did? You finally got one.
Yeah. Well, I went to Company D because it's friends and family right now.
Right.
And they had that 2023 one, which I think is the same one that they did for APs.
Okay.
And they were $10.
Oh, that's not bad.
So I knew about the gates. So I said, and I can't talk a lot about this, but I had taken a survey about Magic Bands. And if they do stuff, some of the stuff that they were asking me about, I was like, for $10, I will try it out. Because that's what they were going for. $10. So I was like, I'll try it out for $10. Let's see what it does. I'm not ready to commit to 40 yet, but 10 I can handle. Make sense? Know what I mean?
Yeah. When we were there and we were in Galaxy's Edge, I saw that little bounty hunter thing where you can go up there and scan. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw people messing with it.
So I've never seen it. You know, I've seen pictures, but I never knew where it was. So anyway, we're walking and then I go, oh, look. And I told my brother, oh, yeah, you're supposed to put your thing in here, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy, so we're looking at the little panel, and the guy comes up, this guy comes up and says, oh, hey, do you have a Magic Band? I said, yeah, but it's at home. I go, I don't wear those things. So I guess he was just his way of like, can you get out of my way so I can do this? Because then he gets in front and scans his Magic Band, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. So anyway, whatever. So I got to start charging. Those things, they don't last long. That's the thing. You got to charge mine and remember to take it.
Haven't even taken it out of the box yet.
They take a...
So I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, the charge won't last a day. I mean, by the time you get home, you have to charge it again. And then, like, sometimes, like, I always test it before I get there. When I get there, I'm testing it, and it's like not synced up to my app and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my God. So that's why I'm like, don't really want to deal with it.
We'll see. I just wanted to try it out. You got to make the tech better eventually.
Right.
Integrated with the app a little better. Like, it'll happen.
All right.
You're getting ready for it. So
right. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Hey, did you know it's the 15th anniversary of the D23 membership or whatever you call it? The
D23. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've been a member of D23 for 15 years. That's crazy.
You're a charter member?
Yes, I am a charter member.
Ooh, you have the lounge.
Yes, I do get the lounge. So yeah, it's 15 years. But anyway, right now there's a Shop Disney sale for D23. It's 23% off merchandise. So if you want to check that out, head over to Mouse Pyre Facebook page. I posted the info there to get the discount code and all that. Of course, you need to sign in with your account and all that. So yeah, head over to Facebook page of Mouse Pyre. Get the deets on the 23% off Disney or Shop Disney sale. All right, let's go up to 5 real quick. To Knott's Berry Farm. Work is resuming on our reimagined of Montezuma's Revenge. Get ready to launch into new thrills when Montezuma, the Forbidden Fortress, opens in 2025. So now there's a date of opening for this ride that's been taking a long time to actually do something with. We talked about that insider report that the foundation of Montezuma was all messed up, so something that they have to work on. We're not sure how true that is, but I know one day there were officials there in that area checking things out. So anyway, yeah, I guess they're going to fix that foundation and get going on this new Montezuma ride. So maybe when I go over to Knott's Berry Farm, I'll actually see some work being done. We'll see. And also at Knott's Berry Farm, you got the Boysenberry Festival going on. So go check out more food. You can head over to Disneyland for food and wine and then go to Knott's Berry Farm for some boysenberry goodness. I don't know. I keep asking if you're going to go and check that out, and Dan never does.
Nope.
Okay.
I think about it. But then I'm like,
The atmosphere is cool. You go over there, check
What's
out.
That?
I said the atmosphere there is cool. You know, I'm not saying go on every damn ride there because that's what I don't do. So just go check out the food.
I don't think I can.
I know.
Physically.
But I'm just saying, you don't have to go there going ride. You go over there and check out the food. You know, have your brother go, get fat, be chubby.
Chubby. I'm going to be chubby.
So, yeah, anyway, that's going on too, so check that out. Anything else, Mr. Dan?
I don't think so, man. I touched on the stuff that I watched. Told you I'm going to do the egg hunt probably this week. I got a reservation for Cafe Orleans for Friday. So I'm going to sit down restaurant. I'm going to have endless mint juleps, bottomless mint juleps. I can have a dinner. I think we're just going to do it. We wanted to go eat somewhere because we like to try the different seasonal menus at the park and some of the sit-down restaurants. So I think next month sometime, I got a Carnation Cafe reservation. I think that's it. I watched a lot of TV. It feels like I haven't been to the park in weeks, but it hasn't even been two. For a while, we were going once a week. We were going on the weekend, even just for a few hours.
Right.
But no.
But you'll be there Friday.
I will be there Friday.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, with that, that's going to do it for this episode of the Mouse Pyre Podcast. All right. Hey, you guys know where we are? We are on the Facebooks. That's where we are. We just sit there on the Facebooks.
Yep.
All right. Facebook's Instagram. Instagram? That's the new one. Instagram. Instagram.
Yeah.
That X thing. That sounds so kinky to me. YouTube. Yep. Snappy Snaps. TikToks and Threads that no one uses.
Seriously, why is it still there?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't forget, you want to be on Dan's team for Chalkwalk, mousepire@gmail.com. Check out dgpclothing.com, tumblersplus.com, and I couldn't find the other one. All right, where are you at, Dan?
Dan's Disney Adventures on Instagram, DANSDIG77 on TikTok, where you can DM me again, because I finally got paroled. I had my DM suspended for a little while.
Dan was bad.
People, I told you. People came at me with some hate, I shot back. Yeah. People come at me with any hate, we're good.
That's funny. All right, so I will be in the parks on Tuesday, the 19th, trying to get some of those food and wine desserts and whatever cool drinks they might have. Sometimes they have some cool-looking alcoholic drinks, but sometimes you're like, I don't want to spend $16, and yeah, it's expensive.
I don't even like to do that, very rarely.
Right. But if it's a watermelon lemonade, I'll take it. All right. So
yeah, those are good.
Right. So, don't forget to hashtag your food picks with Fat Time in the Parks and let me know what you're eating and what you think of them. Yeah. Well, there you go. When can we do this again? Well, we'll do it again next time. All right. So that's it for us today. So for Steve Lawrence, Akari Toriyama, and Richard Lewis, I'm Diggs.
I'm Dan. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hasta pasta, and don't be chubby. This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepire.com.